People have to understand this is not just corrupt. It's not just broken. It's not just they don't like us and that. These people have a intergenerational vendetta against us, and they don't want us around. We are useless eaters. We are goyim. We are cattle. We are swine. We are nothing to these people. And now there's not enough room in Australia for us and them any longer. Okay, there's not enough room for us. One of us has to clean this shit up, and it's got to be us. Now, Commo John, like everyone out there, I wish I could just do my fishing and all that. I paid a big price for fighting in this war, like a lot of other people. It's been a tough gig. I understand it. I say to everyone out there right now, I know that you've been subjected to Fabian war tactics. Fabian war tactics is to wear down your will to fight, your morale to fight, okay? They have bled you financially, they've bled you spiritually, they've bled your energy levels. This has come from the freedom movement, because the freedom movement has got its own infection inside of the freedom movement. And this has all been deliberately done to wear you down and take the fight out of you. My message to you is this: you've got to double down. You've got to have one more fight left in you, except this time, don't waste it. Don't waste this last fight. Give it to me. Give it to Commo John. You have my word that your trust will not be will not be betrayed. You have my word that I will use the power and energy that you give to this national strike in a responsible manner. And it will only be used for two purposes and none other. That is to remove this belligerent occupation and to stop and recover, retrieve, and rescue all of these children that have been snatched, trafficked, and had unspeakable crimes committed against them, and hold those people to account. That's it.
G'day, Australia. My name's Jake Miller, and I've got a message for the Australian government, or as we know them as the belligerent occupation of Australia. I do not consent, nor I will ever consent to another fucking thing you put forward, ever. You deserve to be fucking hung for what you've done to this country, every single one of you. You are trying to murder our families. You're trying to indoctrinate our children, and you are trying to control every aspect of our lives. It's clear as fucking day, in my opinion. And like fuck, am I going to stand around and let that happen to my fellow countrymen? Ladies and gentlemen, this criminal cartel cannot continue. The longer it goes on, the more damage it's going to do to you and your family. The damage that they've inflicted already is beyond comprehension. It's beyond anything imaginable. And that's why it's so hard for people to get a grip on this. But once you do your 5 minutes, your 10 minutes of research each night, it becomes clear as day. Now, look, I'm not the smartest bloke in the world, but I'll tell you what, I've got a big heart. I've got a big heart, and I love each and every one of my fellow countrymen, and I love this country. And like I said, like fuck am I going to stand around and let these criminals tear it apart? It's up to us. It's up to us, Australian people, to stand up and express our displeasure to this belligerent occupation. Now, there's a couple of lads, a couple of men already who have put videos up. And to you fellas, I stand with you. I appreciate you. And look, whatever it comes to, I'm going to stand right beside you fellas. We cannot let this continue, Australia. They are murdering us in our thousands. And they continue to murder us in our thousands. They're indoctrinating our kids. They're on-selling full-term aborted babies to criminal cartels like China, like the CCP, for organs, for experiments. This is evil beyond comprehension, but it exists, let me tell you. I've been on this journey, not as long as most, but for long enough to know that this war is between good and evil. It's between good and evil. And you need to recognize that. Look, I've got nothing but love for you. I've got nothing but love for my fellow countrymen. But we need you to get out and get active. Join on to the national strike. Participate. Put a video out. Express your displeasure, your distaste for this Australian belligerent occupation. The longer this goes on, the more harm these people are going to do to you and your family and this nation. So please, get involved. See you on the next one.
There you go, everyone. Look, I'm not one to do videos much, but I'm going to put one out now. I was watching Ricardo's video, I think it was last week, about what these evil bastards are doing to children. And also the leaders in this country, what they're doing to children as well. All you men in this country, we need to stand up. There's plenty of snowflakes out there that don't want to do anything. But it's our God-given right to start looking after the innocents. Don't think for one second that being a born-again Christian is weak. You're the greatest warrior. You have the greatest warrior leading you. His name's Jesus Christ. So like Glenn and Jake were saying on the videos, we need to do something as a collective. Everyone needs to stand up in this country. He just got rolled over with the jab. He's folded with that. I'm not saying everyone, but most. So yeah, Ricardo, I'm with you, mate. Whatever we need to do, we need to do it together. We need numbers. So anyway, God bless you all. Take care.
G'day Australia, it's Glenn Weedle here. I'm doing this video to show that I no longer consent to any of the bullshit that the Queensland or Australian government are doing to us people. I will no longer consent to another thing that they ever try and throw at me. I withdraw all my consent to those governments, and they are nothing but a bunch of pedophile treasonous dogs. They deserve to be executed for their crimes. Like Dave Palmer's video he did about the 28 VIP pedophiles. You know, John Howard with the 99-year suppression order has said that, if those names were released and the public would lose confidence in the whole system, well, fucking hey, I've lost confidence in the whole system. Yous are a piece of shit, dog, treasonous, bunch of organised global crime syndicate criminals, and that's it. I'm done. John Wilson, National Strike, Ricardo Bozzi, right behind you, mate. And that's it. I have nothing more to say.
G'day folks, how you going? If anyone doesn't know me, my name's David Palmer. Anyway, I am starting to get really fucking pissed off with this government and the council. Early last week, we just moved into this new estate at Burpengary East, called North Harbour Estate, right? We just moved in, and early last week, I got a fine for parking on the footpath, right? Now, I don't park on the footpath all the time. The reason why I parked on the footpath is because I was unloading and loading my truck, because I've got an F-150, right? So it's a big fucking truck, and I wanted to park close to the house because the stuff I was packing in and out of it was heavy because I was going out shooting. Anyway, I get a fucking fine for parking there, and I found it the next morning, and I was pretty pissed off when I was leaving. And then a couple of days later, I get another fucking fine because my trailer was parked right there. It wasn't parked over the footpath, it was parked right there, okay? Now, my fucking point is the cunt who did this could have come in and said, hey mate, can you not just, you can't park on the footpath and stuff like that. Because I normally do park on the road, just don't park there because it's a fine and stuff, okay? He could have just given me a warning, but nah. He was a sly cunt. Put it on my fucking windscreen and then took off, all right? Anyway, Friday morning comes around and my daughter rings me because I was in bed still at like 6 o'clock in the morning. She rings me and goes, Dad, the council's out the front, parked out the front, and he's walking up and down the street taking photos of cars. So I got up, raced out there, and sure as shit, the fucker was parked right there. My car was parked there, and he was walking down the road here, right, taking photos of people's cars. And he managed to get a photo of one person's car that was parked on the road. And then he was going to take a photo of this bloke's car over here because it was parked on the footpath, and then that was because he had a trailer on. And he was loading it, right? So I jumped in front of the camera and I told him to fuck off. Anyway, I asked the guy's name and he goes, Ben. So Benny's the one that gave me these fucking fines. And I found out that Benny lives in the fucking estate here. So he takes great pride in driving around and fucking taking photos of people having their cars parked on the footpath or two wheels on and two wheels off. And I said to him, if he had a fucking just come in and said something to me, I would have gone, yeah, mate, no worries. But he was a sly cunt for what he did. Secondly, I had an argument. Well, I didn't argue with him. I told him straight. You fuckers make these estates so crammed in and shit where there's nowhere to park. The streets are narrow. We got to park on the fucking roads. And you actually got to, when you're going down the street and there's cars parked on the side of the road, you've got to pull in behind that to let that other car come past you and stuff like that. So I'm fucking done. Fuck this. Fuck the councils, because the councils are actually an illegal entity. How the fuck can a government have an ABN? It's not a government. It can't be a government, can it? Queensland government is registered. It has an ABN number. And it's registered as a business, so it can't be a government. Secondly, the Australian federal government is registered on the SEC, America's fucking Security Exchange Commission. So they've got an ABN, like they're registered on the US Stock Exchange. So how the fuck can they be a government? So they are actually a corporation. So fuck the federal government, fuck Queensland government, and fuck these councils. I got a mate who lives somewhere else in another shire, a council. He found out that his council launders money, and he's got the evidence too. He did a 3-day investigation himself, found out that that council actually launders money, and the money goes to an offshore account. So there you go. This government, this whole Australian government, is nothing but a corrupt corporation, okay? It's not a government. It's got an ABN. So you're going to hear more from me. I'm going to fucking keep digging and digging and digging. And I'm going to find out and get to the bottom of this too. So you haven't heard, like, this isn't the last time you've heard of me, all right? So fuck the government. Everybody's got to start standing up and pushing back against the government, all right? They're an illegal entity. They're a fucking corrupt corporation in Australia. I back John Wilson for the national strike. And I also back Ricardo Bosi. He's the leader of the Australia One Party. I back him 100% too. And we need to start pushing back against this fucking corrupt corporation in Australia, okay? It's a belligerent occupation of Australia. All right? I'll see you soon.
You there, second desk, blue jacket. What is your name?
My name is Alexis.
Alexis, please leave my lecture room. I don't want to see you at one of my lectures ever again.
I don't understand.
I am not going to ask a second time. Thank you. Why are there laws? What are laws for? Anyone?
Social order?
To protect a person's personal rights.
So that you can rely on the government?
Justice? Thank you. Tell me. Was I unfair to your classmate just now? Indeed I was. So, why didn't any of you protest? Why didn't any of you try and stop me? Why didn't you want to prevent this injustice? You see, what you have just learnt, you wouldn't have understood in 1,000 hours of lectures unless you lived it. You didn't say anything because you weren't affected yourself. And this attitude speaks against you and against life. You think it doesn't concern you, so it's none of your business. Well, I'm here to say, if you don't help bring about justice, then one day you too may experience injustice, and there will be nobody there to stand before you. Truth and justice lives through us all, and we must fight for it. Because in life and work, I mean, we often live next to each other, but not with each other. We console ourselves that the problems of others are nothing to do with us, none of our business. And we go home glad at night that we're spared, but it's about standing up for each other. Every day an injustice happens in business, sport, or on the tram, relying on someone else to take care of it is not good enough. It is our duty to be there for others, to speak up for others when they cannot. I am here to teach you the power of your voice. I want you to learn critical thinking to empower you to stand up for what is right, even if it means going against what everyone else is doing. Let's begin.
They're afraid of you noticing what's going on and speaking your mind and standing up, and you're sitting there thinking that you don't matter. Well, if you don't matter, then why are they spending trillions of dollars on trying to keep you quiet? Our voices matter. Our actions matter. How we live matters. And if we don't realize that we're falling into this trap...
We need to come together and do one thing. Stop participating. And when we do that, the game is over. When we literally say, Monday morning, we're not going to go to work. Imagine if 30 million people didn't go to work Monday. Imagine if 30 million people didn't buy gas on Monday. Imagine if 30 million people went to the bank on Monday and said, I want to withdraw all my money. They can't even give it to all 30 million because only 15% of the cash is available on hand at any given time. The rest is fake zeros and ones. That would collapse the banking system in one day. You see the power in that? You have the power. We all have the power. But what's keeping us back from doing this? Fear. Oh my God, if I don't go to work, I'm going to get fired. And if they don't participate in it, and I'm the only one that doesn't show up for work, I'm going to lose out, and I'm not going to be able to pay my rent. I'm not going to be able to make my car payment, and so forth and so on. You see the trap they have us in? They have us in this system where we're afraid to work together. We're afraid to be like, man, we're brothers. We should be, you know, link up. Let's do this together. So that's where we got to get to, guys. We got to get to the point where we're literally all on the same accord. And that's going to happen. We've got to get to that point.
If we want to get our country back under our care and control here, our custody, and to remove the belligerent occupation, then all of it must go. all of it, not this or that, but all of it. And what does that all of it mean? Well, it's parliaments, it's local councils, it's courts, it's law enforcement, it's taxation office, because all of it, according to the entire body of evidence that has been published by some of the best researching people, I think, in our family, broader family, that I've just aforementioned, they say it's belligerent, right? They say it's illegal. They say it's all fake. They say there's no common seal. They say all sorts of things, right? And they prove it.
G'day, Aussies. Look, we know courage is as rare as rock and horse shit. But find some within yourself to get on and sign up for the National Strike. www.nationalstrikeaustralia.org. Let's end this belligerent occupation and take our country back and give our children a future that we want, not what they want.